How do you describe a feeling?
August 2011.
Two international students landed at San Francisco Airport and Dominican University was there. What people didn't know was
these students were here to stay.
What about us?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet
Hello America, hello Spain, this is What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willy in radio.dominican.edu. And now it's almost 4 p.m. Yeah, 4 p.m. here in Spain is 1 a.m. So this is What About Us. I'm here with DJ Nat.
Hello.
With Jose Luis Contreras Aguilar and with Fred McSwine.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hello Fred, how are you guys? Are you gay, guys?
Am I what?
Hello?
Are you okay?
Oh, am I okay? I thought you said something else.
No, I'm glad that you're okay. Real. So today is going to be a different show because last week we didn't have the show in English because my partner DJ Nat was sick.
I know, you can live without me.
Yeah, it wasn't that good as this week. So this week is going to be in English again. Last hour was in Spanish, now it's going to be in English. So DJ Nat, tell us about what the show is going to be today.
Okay, hello everybody. Yes, last week I was sick. I don't know if you know that, but in Meadowlands there is something like a virus and we can die there.
It's chasing me, the virus.
Yeah, somebody was sick, then I was sick, now a lot of people is sick.
Not me.
Not yet. So, today we are going to talk about, or I hope so, the Golden Gate Bridge. I know that most of you people live here, but not most of you know anything about that. So we are talking about, we were there last weekend?
Two weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah,
2 weeks ago.
And we have some curious sentence to tell you.
Some info and a lot of... We walk a lot that day, so we have a lot of things to...
Don't say anything yet.
Okay.
We are also going to talk about our city. We are thinking about our radio show is going to be... We are going to try to show you one Spanish town every week. So the first city is going to be us.
Our city, yeah.
Yeah. But next week, it will be another. Maybe Madrid, maybe Barcelona, maybe Valencia. Who knows? You have to listen to us. And also, as Hector says before, today we have one special guest, José Luis Contreras Aguilar, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys?
And Fred can't live without us now, so he's here again. Hello, Fred.
Yep, came back for some more. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to start with our interview with José Luis Contreras Aguilar. And the first thing we want to know is, you are not from here, from the United States. Where are you from?
I was born in Mexico, and I've been back and forth. I have double nationality. I'm American and...
Not English.
No, not English, no. American and Mexican.
So, and how long are you here in the United States? We know that you don't like to call it America.
No, but I mean, I've gotten used to it just because it's so normal here to say America instead of the U.S. I've been here for almost 10 years. It's going to be 10 years in a couple of months. So it's been a little bit of half and half, really.
And why did your family choose San Francisco and they didn't go to another place?
Because my mom was born in San Francisco, so we already knew people that lived there. So the first place that we thought of was San Francisco, just because not only my mom was born there, but my dad worked in San Francisco. So,
but I think this is a good city to live too, not only because of work or something. So,
well, it is expensive to live here, but it's also a good pay. So it's ups and downs, really.
It's worth it.
But if you have a job here, it's not so expensive because you earn the lifestyle of your job let you live here.
Yeah.
I know, if you don't have a job here like us, you can be almost dying. And it doesn't matter, but if you work here, it's okay.
Yeah, it helps to have a job.
People don't take it serious. We're not dying. We
not
are good.
Yet. Not yet.
No, not yet.
No, but you're studying here. What are you studying?
I study biology.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to become a wildlife conservationist, something in that area.
Do you have a minor?
I probably won't have one, even though they recommend we have either a chemistry or a math minor.
Mm-hmm.
So the future will say what happens.
What are you, junior, sophomore?
I'm a junior.
Wait, I have a curiosity. You have to tell the audience, what did you do before coming here today? What were you doing?
I was dissecting animals in my
explain that
in my comparative anatomy lab class. The class is comparative anatomy, and we compare the anatomy, as the title says, of different animals. Today we're dissecting a Nycteris, a shark. A Nycteris is an amphibian, for those who don't know. A shark, a rat, and a pigeon.
What did you like the most?
I liked the shark better, just because it's the biggest one.
Because it's biggest.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that big. It was about 2 feet long,
I don't know how much it's
2 feet long is about 80 centimeters.
But do you like dissecting animals? Is that
dissecting?
Right? Dissecting?
Okay, yeah. Dissecting. It's really cool at first, but my hands start shaking after a while just because it's so much work. You have to have so much patience to do that. Yeah. And so obviously I'm not going to be a surgeon one day.
Yeah, I went to say that. Like, if you are in patients there and they are dying,
yeah,
you cannot be there with the life with people.
Do you want to be a biologist? So you should love animals and, I don't know, nature and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the main reason why I'm a biologist, just because I love animals. I wanted to be a veterinarian, but obviously I can't do surgical procedures, so.
But do you like live animals or dead?
No, live animals, live animals. No, I like puppies and cats and pets and cows and horses.
Cows?
Yeah, in Mexico we had a lot of cows and horses, so.
I like cows also.
Yeah. They taste good.
Yeah, I was thinking in eating.
Yeah.
Dinner is not yet.
Somebody's hungry.
Almost. To this place, now let these words be like a switchblade to a hater's ribcage, and let it be known that from this day forward I wanna just say thanks, cause your haters what gave me the strength, so let them pick race, cause I came at 5'9", but I feel like I'm 6'8". This one's for you and me.
Okay, I want to know, in United States there are a lot of US schools. Why did you choose Dominican?
I chose Dominican because I wanted to play soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but this is not a great soccer team.
No, this is a D2 school. I wanted to go with the D1 school, but the NCAA, which is the organization that works all the sports in any college university in the US, has three divisions.
They are in second division here, I think.
Yeah, here they're in second, yeah. So my initial plan was to transfer to a first division team, but obviously that never happened. I just became, I liked the school and I became more focused on school instead of soccer. So I just said the hell with it. I'm just going to stay here.
So your soccer dream is out now.
I still have my legs, so I can still play soccer.
How old are you?
I'm 20, so.
Oh, you have.
I'm not 30 yet.
Not a lot of time, but.
I'm not 30 yet.
You already have time.
Yeah, but you were playing in the soccer team for 2 years.
Yeah, I played for 2 years.
Why did you stop doing that?
I stopped because, first of all, it was, now I'm commuting from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hard to get here. And then they have practices at 6 a.m. And which it would be hard to get here. And second of all, it just didn't become fun anymore because it was just, we were losing a lot and I don't know, it just did, well, if it's not fun for me,
yes,
I don't do stuff, so simple as that.
When you lose a lot, you don't get fun.
Yeah, it's and you run a lot more than you play soccer, yeah. So.
And you run without the ball.
Yeah, exactly, and I don't like that.
It's not that funny.
Soccer's played with the ball, not this is not cross country.
But for example, are you paying everything here, like your tuition and everything, or Dominican gives you some scholarship?
I have a scholarship from the school, and it's based on academic skills, so that helps you a lot. It doesn't cover
how
the
it
whole.
Works.
Huh?
How it works that?
It works in the way that it's basically free money. So they give me around like 30,000, and I still have loans.
This is a lot.
Yeah. And the good thing is that I don't stay on campus, so that saves a lot of money. It's almost like $10,000.
Yeah, so because we are living in campus, and this is like 23,000. Without living on campus is 23,000.
Yeah.
So you keep a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need to invite me a drink.
Wait.
You have money.
I don't keep it. No. They basically say they gave me, but I just don't have to pay that money. So that's really how it is.
Yes.
Cause
so you don't have to pay. They don't give you the money.
No,
they just
pay
your education.
They just subtract that from the total.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so
I
you're coming
to pay the
for
rest.
Free. More or less.
Not really, because it doesn't cover the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting federal loans from the government.
Okay.
So I have to pay them back eventually, and I'm paying around $3,000 or $4,000 out of my pocket.
Yeah, but
every
that's,
semester.
That's okay. We pay more than this in Spain for our school.
Really? How much do you pay for your?
We pay like.
I think.
$6,000
per semester.
Yeah,
per year.
Year.
Per year. Yeah. Okay, so it's about the same.
Yeah,
yeah, but in Spain that is like crazy, because in Spain it's not like here that if you're studying in a private school, that's good. If you are going in a public, this is not really good. But in Spain, almost everybody study in a public school, and if you're going to the private, some people look at you like, oh, you are weird, and you're paying for your education, like they give to you. I can say that I'm studying in a private in a university in Spain, and nobody gives me anything for free. Not because I have to pay, because I have to study so hard.
But for example, in Spain, I have the same situation than you here, because I have a scholarship, and they pay me everything. So I only had to pay my gas.
They pay you everything?
Yeah, if my tuition is $6,000, it's 4,000 euros, they pay me all the money. So I only had to pay the gas and the car. So that's good too. You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. Well, if I share my secret. So remember, we are in What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willy in radio.dominican.edu, and today we have one special guest, José Luis Contreras Aguilar, and another guest is not that special, Fred. No, yeah, you're special too, Fred McSwine. So today we are okay, and now we are gonna make a little break.
Full of open Bibles, I think about more than I forget, but I don't go around fire expecting not to sweat, and these niggas know I lay them down, make your bed, bitches try to kick me while I'm down, I break your leg, money outweighing problems on a triple beam, I'm sticking to the script, you niggas skipping scenes, be good or be good at it. Fucking right, I got my gun, semi-automatic. Yeah, put the dick in their mouth, so I guess it's fuck what they say. I'm high as a bitch, up in the way, man. I come down in a couple of days. Okay, you want me up in the cage, then I'll come out in beast mode. I got this world stuck in a safe combination. It's the cheap code, it's beast and motherfucker, blood gang, and I'm in bleed mode. All about my dope, but I don't even check the peephole. So you could keep knocking, but won't knock me down. No love lost, no love found. It's a little too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me when I was down, but what you say just don't hurt me. That's right, it don't hurt me. I don't need you no more. Don't wanna see you no more. Bitch, you get no love. You show me nothing but hate. You ran me into the ground, but what comes around goes around. And you don't hurt me.
skeleton, more alive than I have been in my whole entire life. I can see these people's ears perk up as I begin to spaz with the pen. I'm a little bit sicker than most, shit's finna get thick again. They say the competition is stiff, but I get a hard dick from the shit, now stick it in. I ain't never giving in again, caution to the wind, complete freedom. Look at these rappers, how I treat them, so why the fuck would I join them when I beat them? They call me a freak cause I like to spit on these pussies before I eat them. Man, get these whack cocksuckers off stage, where the fuck is Kanye when you need them? Snap the mic from them, bitch, I'ma let you finish in a minute. Yeah, that rap was tight, but I'm finished with the greatest verse of all time. So you might wanna go back to the lab tonight and scribble out them rhymes you were gonna spit and start over from scratch and write new ones. But I'm afraid that it ain't gonna make no difference when I rip the stage and tear it in half tonight. It's an adrenaline rush, you feel the bass dump on the place all the way to the parking lot, fellow. Set fire to the mic and ignite the crowd. You can see the sparks from hot metal. From the day I bought guard of the game, my soul started to rock, fella. But I'm not even in my harshest. You can still get roasted, cause Martians. Now, mellow till I'm top, pulling from the top. I'm not gonna stop, I'm standing on my monopoly board. That means I'm on top of my game, and it don't stop till my hip don't hop anymore. Shit. When you're so good that you can't say, cause it ain't even cool for you to sound cocky anymore. Shit. People just get sick, cause you spit these fools, can't drool or dribble or drop anymore. And you can never break my stride, you never slow the momentum at any moment. I'm about to blow, you never take my pride. Killing the flow, slow venom, any opponent is getting no mercy. Ain't letting up, relentless, I smell blood. I don't give a fuck, keep giving them hell. When was you when I fell and needed help up? You get no love. It's a little too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me.
Okay, so we continue with What About Us with DJ Nat, DJ Willy, and on radio.dominican.edu. And we were talking to José Luis Contreras Aguilar. And now we want to know that you are from Mexico, so we want to know what did you think about the American lifestyle, the change between Mexico and North America, United States?
Well, like I said, my mom was born here, so we had some ideas already in our head about how it was going to be like. The language barrier was the biggest challenge we had. When I'm saying we is my brothers and sisters. We had to get used to the language, even though we understood it, just because we were speaking Spanish all the time in Mexico. So the language barrier was the biggest problem. And in terms of social life, we lived in a little town. So moving from a small town to a big city like San Francisco, and so packed with people, it was a big adjustment to make.
That's a huge change, I think.
Yeah.
But how do you see TV in Mexico? I mean, do you have English language in the
we
content?
Buy a TV and we see it?
I know that you have a TV. I mean, for example, in Spain, we don't have English content. Now we already have, and you can choose it because of the digital television.
You know what happened one time? I was watching, I remember watching TV, this station, and a movie started, but in English, and I didn't even notice it until they switched it right away to Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell that they just get a whole bunch of movies from the U.S. and just translate them and have somebody speak over their voice.
Yeah, but
have
we
a
have that
in
Spain.
Spanish.
We have that in Spain also. Thanks, Franco. We're a great dictator. And we all the movies, American movies, and everything from abroad is translated to Spanish. So if you really want to know English, I tell you, now it's different because you can choose the language. But before, when I was a kid, you couldn't. You had to buy, like, learning films, learning English films.
That was,
like, for kids,
that was
or
impossible.
Something. No, and that wasn't book. Because you only could see the Mickey Mouse saying, "Hello, my name is," and you say, "Okay, I knew that."
Only basics. So if you want to know something else, it doesn't work.
And well, I know that you had to go, so we had to choose our last question.
Make it a good one.
Well, the good one. One question, that's it. For example, for you as Mexican, which are the main differences between Mexico and California?
Well, the structures, just the the highways are a lot more bigger.
Here are huge.
Yeah, it's all about transit here. It's very big, and that's a big difference. Another difference could be the people are, and in terms of the little towns, like little towns have plazas in the middle, in the center, in the downtown of the little town, and they would all go at night and just spend time there. Like, and here they do that in malls. So
yes,
it's more centralized towards materialism.
So here is
spend
close.
More money and you'll be happy, and over there it's just live
capitalism.
Life. Yeah,
here is closed places, and in Mexico places. Are open places.
Yeah, it's just public places without no. Well, I mean, obviously there's gonna be like hot dogs or something you can buy, but it's not like big stores like Macy's or something.
I know.
Here in America, I saw my first concert into the mall. But not into the place of the mall. I mean, not in a garden or something. Into the shop. It was like,
in the
what?
Shop.
In Spain, we are making this transition now, because we were used to have concerts and a lot of things on open places. But now we are building a lot of malls, and we are having concerts on into the malls and
in malls.
Into the shops.
No, but,
so.
But like what?
For example, in our city,
we have a lot of malls, but our concerts, even when they are into the mall, they are in an open, open space.
But you're talking about big concerts. I mean, like someone.
No,
singing
I'm talking
or
about smaller, because they were three talking and we were like 20 people seeing the
okay,
concert.
Okay, so I saw some concert into the shops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, in FNAC, but this is
for example.
This is a musical shop. It's normal, more or less.
Well.
Okay. You everybody know what I'm saying? He's wrong.
Yeah, you know that I'm right, so that's it.
You're wrong.
No.
Okay. José Luis, thank you very much for coming. We hope to see you again
sometime
over here.
Later, yeah.
Yes, you should. And actually, after Halloween, you should to explain to us what is the El Día de los Muertos. So... please.
Well,
you have to
let's
go
see
back.
If I have time.
Yeah, unfortunately, now, we're going to see you around here. So, so
right.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
See you.
I don't believe it's been a slit in my throat.
Perry to call for flat tax.
Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry's economic plan will include a flat tax proposal, a bid to establish himself as the conservative candidate.
Europe talks turn to bond guarantees.
European officials talks focus on using their bailout fund to back bond issues by troubled countries. But lawyers warned the direct guarantees would violate European Union restrictions on bailouts.
Greek protest turned violent.
Pressure on the Greek government intensified as a general strike and mass protests focused on a parliamentary vote.
France faces pressure on credit rating.
France's ability to support troubled Eurozone countries was challenged, and Moody's investor survey said that a stable outlook on its prices AAA credit rating was under pressure.
And 10 killed in Syrian protests.
Syrian security forces and pro-government killed at least 10 people in a central province, activists said.
I don't believe.
Hey, 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 we are going back to What About Us with DJ Willie and Willie Nat and Radio.Dominican.DDU. Now, as we said before, we are going to talk about our city because we know you to be closer to Spain. So, well, hello, Fred.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How are you today?
I'm fantastically tired.
How the fantastically? Did you have a nap?
Actually, I did, but the thing is, I had two midterms today, so that was real fun.
Wow, so thank you for coming.
Yeah, it sounds a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, lots of fun.
Do you want to know something about our city?
Yeah, lots of stuff.
For example, Murcia, where is it?
In the southeast of Spain.
Okay, yes, we are between Valencia and Andalusia, and not a lot of people know our city from abroad, but our city is really beautiful. You have to go there. For example, Murcia has a population of 420,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. 420,000 people. Is it okay?
Yeah, I
Fred?
Think so.
Yeah,
Fred.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Fred.
That was difficult. And we have a lot of pedestrian areas covering most of the old time. So you can go walking everywhere. Actually, the city, as the capital of the comarca of my region of Murcia, is called Europe's Orchard. And why Orchard? Because we are the Orchard of Europe, yes. Because we have a long agricultural tradition and fruits, vegetables, and flowers.
A lot
we
of flowers.
We produce that,
yeah.
And we export that.
And a lot of fruits. Yeah.
That's I said good. That before.
Mediterranean diet. Do you know it, Fred?
No, I didn't know that.
You don't know about Mediterranean diet?
No.
No?
And you know something about the Costa del Sol? Like sun, coast of the sun?
Coast of the sun.
Beach of the sun. Did I say that right?
You should.
Yes, I should. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Mediterranean diet, it's all about fruit, vegetables, rice. Healthy food. It's too healthy.
Yes. That's why the Spaniards are all skinny, huh?
Okay. Do you know something about tapas?
Tapas. I know the name, but I honestly know. I don't know enough about it. Explain it to me.
Everybody thinks that tapas are only from Andalusia or maybe Barcelona, but in our city we have a lot of tapas and they are really cheap. Like, for example, what do we have there, Hector?
Like tapas, do you mean?
Yes.
Well, I don't know the name in English of the tapas. You try to... Well, for example, you can eat something like meat and bread. That's a tapa with something to drink. Usually it's beer to drink.
Okay, meat and bread?
Yeah.
Which kind of meat?
Meat of pork, for example.
But do you mean pastel de carne?
No, tapas. I was talking about tapas.
Okay.
Now you understand me now?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can have Russian salad.
That's my favorite one.
You know that? Russian salad?
That doesn't sound like Spain.
What?
A Russian salad? What's that?
Actually, the Russian salad is called that, but it's from Spain.
Yeah, but...
In my city, we eat that a lot.
Yeah, so...
I love it.
Usually, a tapa is something to eat with something to drink.
And small.
Yeah, small and cheap.
Yeah, it's not like this. It's not like, for example, you can have your fried egg, your fries, and something. You can have a lot of things in one dish. But we prefer to eat a lot of things little by little, step by step. So you can have more things with the same quantity. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got a question for you guys. What do you guys normally have for breakfast in Spain? Like, what kind of breakfast is it?
Good question.
Yeah.
We don't have a breakfast like here.
Continental breakfast?
Well, I mean, every people has something like different, but basically it's coffee and maybe one toast. For example, Hector, what do you eat? Because I think that Hector and me, we have different breakfast.
Last day we were talking about that, going to Caloruega. I have a big deal because usually when I go to the college, I don't have time to have breakfast, so I go
you
running.
You can wake up early.
Yeah, so I don't like to wake up early, so I have to go very fast. So the thing is, I take one or two cookies and I eat them in my car. So that's not a typical breakfast in my city. I think, Natalia, do you eat a typical breakfast in Murcia?
Well, if you have time, you know, when I was living in England, the best thing of the day, it was breakfast. Sometimes I didn't want to wake up and my friends told me breakfast. Then I woke up really fast. Yes, it was
a keyword.
So after my breakfast before going there, it was only like a cup of milk with some coffee. And maybe that was all. But now my usual breakfast is like orange juice. Well, no, usually I have my milk with coffee, one piece of fruit and cereals. So yes, I have to wake up earlier to have a diet. But if I don't do it one day, I can be in my classes like dying, because we start classes at 9 and we finish at 11. Well, at 11 we have a break to have more food.
Yeah.
And then I eat at 3 in the evening. Afternoon,
yeah. Yeah,
3 p.m., that's it.
So, but your typical breakfast in here in United States is the same as Cala Ruga, or is different?
It actually really does depend on when you are in the city. Like for me, for example, when I was back home, what I used to eat normally for breakfast wasn't that healthy. You know, I just had a donut.
Healthy?
Oh, I love it.
Yes. I love donuts, but I don't know if you have our donuts. I didn't see that before.
No. I think that's a Spanish company. We have a Spanish company called Pan Rico.
Pan Rico.
Donuts.
You don't know? No. Okay. But I think it's almost the same.
Okay. He was saying his typical breakfast.
Okay. Continue, Fred. Sorry.
No worries. But that's just my typical breakfast. What I eat, like I eat a
only
donut,
one donut.
A couple of them. I don't know. A couple of donuts, you know.
Two donuts for about
healthy breakfast.
No. That's not healthy at all. But that's
I know.
That's what I normally have. But like some people, like I know my family down south, who lives in south, you know, Mississippi. What they have for breakfast, they have a really good breakfast. They get up really early. They get like waffles. They have like
waffles. I
bacon,
love it.
Sausages. They have
it's
things
a
like
waffle.
Go a fish. Waffle.
Oh, I love them also.
Yes, waffles are amazing.
Every day?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. On average, I mean...
Are they fat?
Hmm?
Are they fat? Really fat?
Hey.
Okay, Fred says...
That's my family.
Yes. Fred says yes.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay. Are they overweight?
They not in the normal weight.
They have a lot more weight.
They look like two people in the same.
Hey.
They look like strong.
Yeah, very strong.
Okay, we can stop here.
That's my family, guys.
So, but for example, for us, it's really different our schedule for meals than you. Because as I told you before, we have breakfast. But at 11, everybody has a break. Take a break for having... like a little lunch, and then there is when I have maybe a sandwich, because then I'm gonna have my lunch at 3 p.m. so it's like long time, and after at maybe 6 you can eat something else, and then at 10 I'm having my dinner, and if at 12 I'm waking up, I have something else. Yes, I like to eat, but yeah. In Spain we have at least 5 meals.
See, no, that's not typical here. Typical here in the United States, we have 3 meals. You know, some people like to skip the first meal because they're lazy, they don't want to wake up. That's me
like
most of the time. Oh, yeah.
Me too. High five.
That's my situation.
High five. But most of the time, people love their lunch. They have
most insane people. Yes, I think so.
Yes, they love lunch. Like, that's one of the biggest meals here. It's always, and that's a meal where you always eat the most, pretty much. And then you have another dinner, like you have dinner, and that's around like, it depends on where you are, but most of the time it's around between 5 to 7.
What I don't really like of here is to have only 3 meals, huge meals.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
No, I like to have my 5, but they are not so huge. So you can, it's not so, how do you say, it's not so weight.
Oh, not heavy on your body?
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Because here you feel full all the day.
Don't you love it? Like,
yeah, you're like, I want to die.
I am full. That is amazing. I love the full.
Okay, I have more interesting stuff about our city. Our city was founded by Abderrahman II in, this is another number, 825 after Christ. Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Okay. And then King Alfonso X called it the Wise. He spent a lot of periods in our city. And actually, if you go there and you go to the cathedral, you can, well, you cannot see it, but you know that the heart and something else of the body, I don't know exactly what, is into the cathedral. It's buried there. Buried there,
buried,
you know?
Yeah.
So look at me better, because I don't know what you mean with your face.
No, I just, that sounded interesting. That's why I was looking at you like that. Like,
you can see the face of Fred, but he's
important.
Like,
yeah.
What are you talking about over there? Italia, que hace?
Yes. Even something important about our city, and most of the people doesn't know, is that when we were really old, like Cartagena is one of the cities, towns of our city, and some of you will know that city because you can study there also, in Cartagena. There you can see a lot of old buildings, like Roman buildings. Almost, I wouldn't say prehistoric, but something like that, because this is really old. And one time, Cartagena, I mean, my city, was all Spain. So we were really important.
And more than Spain. We were more than Spain.
Yes, we were
Spain. Yeah.
Even Rome, France.
I think Rome, France,
we
Germany, and
a lot of countries in Europe were from my city.
We were huge. Now we are small.
We are the world. We are the squirrel.
No, don't start with that song.
I had to say that. Hello, Valerie. Okay. I know she is listening to us.
Okay, hello.
Okay, another curiosity is that our economic is based, most of it, in agriculture, minerals, and huge tourism. So if you go there, not everybody knows how to speak in English, but you just to you just have to call me, and then you have a free guide.
But
you only have to buy a beer.
If you only need a beer, it's not so complicated.
No. Una cerveza, por favor.
Yeah.
Or you can say, Acho, una cerveza.
Yeah.
Dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Another important curiosity is that a lot of people here ask to us about our climate. If there is so hot, like here or what. Okay. We have done our investigations, and now I can say that during winter, the average daily temperature range is a height of 16 degrees. It means like 31 Fahrenheit in winter during the day, and at night it's maybe 39 Fahrenheit. So this is really nice, because our winter is not so cold.
Yeah, but I think in summer is not that.
No, in
that
summer
great.
Is not really happy, because we almost can die there because of the hot. I mean, in summer our range is like 40 to 50 degrees, and this is like 104 Fahrenheit to
110, I think. More
to
or less.
110 or 20 during the summer, during the day. And at night we have like 90 Fahrenheit.
Now is that all? Is it humidity or is it just pure heat?
Wait, I don't hear you.
Heat.
Wait, repeat it, please.
Is that, does it have humidity in it, or is it just pure heat? Just, you know humidity.
Not humidity.
Right?
No
humidity at all. No. So it's just fries.
No, we have humidity.
Yeah. But I think in my town I don't have humidity. It's hot, just hot in your head and in your body.
It burns
Hector,
you.
Yeah,
Hector. I have to say that in our city.
Not
we
in
have
my
more
town.
How
my
okay, in
humidity?
Your little town, maybe you don't.
I don't have humidity in my town.
You don't feel it, but it is there.
No, there is not.
Okay, he's wrong again.
I'm right again. I'm sorry.
I did Spanish the investigation.
Ready, go.
Punch, punch, punch.
Victories within the mouth. Almost there, don't give up now. Only thing that's on my mind is who gon' run this town tonight.
And yes, our city maybe is not the hugest, not the biggest of Spain, but we have a lot of party. And when I say a lot of, I'm not lying, we have a lot of party. And what it means this, for example, first of all, as you know, and if you know, if you don't know, I tell you. In Spain, we have a bar culture. It means like, when you are walking through the street, in the same block, you can have at least 3 bars. At least. And if you walk around of that block, you could have find like 4 or 5. So, in our city, it's like that. And because our city is smaller, we have more bars for more people. So, because of the weather, you can have a drink outside. Every day, you can enjoy the climate and you can be with your friends, having a social relationship with, and seeing everything, having a good beer from our city also. Estrella Levante, I miss you so much.
Yeah, but I have to say that we have like zones, so different zones. For example, we have
different what?
Zone places like as
bars, clubs,
no.
Discos,
a square, for example, on a square,
blocks,
yeah, a block with pubs. Then you have another block with clubs, for example. But I think the clubs is they are not in the middle of the city.
You're so fast. No. Okay, step by step. You can have bars and everywhere. You can have pubs in 2 or 3 blocks. No, actually, we have a lot of pubs. I didn't think about that before.
That's what I said.
But
we have a lot.
We have like 10 blocks only for pubs.
Yeah.
Huge blocks, a lot of pubs, you know? So, I have to say that if you go out in our city, you can spend 1 weekend going out of your house without going back. I mean, you are in a pub and the pub is closing at maybe 2 in the morning.
2 or 3, yes. Yeah.
Actually, we have another kind of pubs, and you can be there until 5:30 in the morning. But clubs, our clubs close at 8 in the morning, maybe 9. And if you also want to have more party, then you have to go to an after. We say after, Oli.
Yeah,
after club.
After club.
And these clubs open from 8 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. So, you go to a pub, a bar, then you go to the pub, then you go to the club, then you go to the after, and then you go to have dinner again because you are going to start the
route. And
then
to the bar again.
Yes. I miss that also. I did it only once. I usually like to go out at night and then sleeping and then going out again. I did it once in my life and I almost died. My Red Bull was my best friend there. So Fred, do you want to party with us in my city?
Yeah. When are you guys going to buy me a ticket?
And for example, which kind of music? Tickets. You don't have to buy tickets for going in.
Wait, what?
Plane ticket?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay. You're going to buy me a plane ticket? Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I need one.
I'm going to make an advertisement. Ladies and gentlemen, we need money to send Fred to our city. So please, we are going to have a box here in the studio.
Yes,
in the
fundraiser studio for Fred.
Yeah. He needs to see the world. Watch it on prime time. Turn up the love now. Listen up now. No, but seriously. Well, actually, I wasn't kidding. If you
wanna
have a donation, we will keep
it.
Yes. But for example, Fred, what kind of music do you like?
In general, let's see. I normally like
rock.
Rock, yeah, rock's fine. I like rock.
American rock. We have American music. We have pubs or clubs for American and English music. We have only for Spanish music. We have for hip-hop, we have for punk, we have for salsa also. I mean, Our city is small, but we have music for everybody, and you don't have to walk too much. It's maybe from one side, you can be, everybody's together, so you don't have to be worried about, oh, this club is so far, I don't want to go there, because that's not happened. So you can have a lot of fun with your friends, going to whatever you want. For free, you only have to pay your drink. And more or less, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so. We had to talk about the music festival. Our music festival.
No. For example, our great music festival for the moment is, I think this is the fourth or fifth year, and it's getting huge. You can see there international groups. Last year we had MGMT, we had Sweat, we had Kaiser Chief, we have The Killers. I think this year, we don't know sure, but maybe this year we are going to have the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and maybe we also have the Radiohead also.
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
We have a lot of important international groups, and also we have a lot of important national groups. So if you are playing, if you want to go to Spain, it doesn't matter where you want to go. You have to go to Barcelona, that's okay, Madrid, okay, but give some days for going to our city at the end of April and at the beginning of May, because this huge musical festival is taking place in those days, the first weekend of May, and also almost every year, well, it depends on the year, but we have another, the most colorful festival, but from the city, with music and without it. It's called Banda de la Huerta or Orchard Parade, and this is great. Yes, if you wanna meet the real culture of our city, you have to go there, because we have like a traditional costumes. They are not costumes, but they are from our grandmom, grandfather. So all of the people is dressing that costumes in for one day, and we have a lot of fun from really early in the morning until your body can, because it's really tired. You are out every day eating and having fun with your family and friends, and actually all the city is there. So I think you have enough. Oh yes, and I have to say two more curiosities. The city, I didn't know this, the city is twinned with Miami. Or Miami, how do you say?
Miami. Welcome to Miami. Oh.
So we are twinned with Miami. I didn't know that.
Huh. Seriously?
Yes.
Oh. Very interesting.
It's a surprise, isn't it?
Because our city is like Miami in Spain.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
You have similar. To go. Ah, I forgot. No, I said that before, but we have a lot of beach.
Beaches?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
So many beaches.
I didn't want to say this, but this word in a wrong way, you know what I mean? And actually, I think
beaches.
All of you know the Paramount. Paramount is a huge company of movies, and they are going to have the first theme park of Europe in our city. So, in our city, we are going to have Paramount. Maybe we are going working there, so...
Wait, question.
Okay, last question.
Europe doesn't have any theme parks? Like
in
none?
Our city, no, we have a zoo park.
No, oh. In our city, we don't have theme parks. We have in Spain and
not
Europe.
Not already.
Okay.
Not already.
So I'm like, wait, what?
No, we have, friends.
Okay.
No, I'm not that awkward.
Sorry, I must have misheard.
No. In Spain, we have, but I don't know. You know, my city in Spain is like forgotten for a lot of the things. But actually, we a lot of German people and Arabic people and also American people is coming there in spring and summer because of the weather, the beach, and party every day. So, thank you, everybody. We are in What About Us with DJ Willy and DJ Nat.
radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, today I'm talking a lot because last week I couldn't be here, so I'm sorry.
You wanted to talk a lot.
We have seen you. Wait. We have you to hear to listen to us next week. So
we're gonna be here the same time, the same hour from
Remind to us.
Yeah, from 4 to 5. Well, from 3 to 5, but the show in English is gonna be from 4 to 5. So we hope you enjoy it and see you next week.
Bye.
Later, guys.
Bye, Fred.
Bye.
Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff in the crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change. Still,
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ears to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I sleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring a fire to your soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and agmatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got